This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, folks. We've got a great lineup for you today. Hope you're doing well. It looks like the end of this week is going to be a little dicey relative to rain. So once again, I'll just tell folks, be patient, drive safely, don't want to get home to your family. You do not want to take a whole lot of risks. People do not know how to drive in the rain here. And if you're not convinced of that yet, wait around and you will be. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with Kelly Schultz, Senior VP Communications and PR at New Orleans & Company, about this summer, the success of the summer conventions that have been here, most recently the success of UFC 318, which sold out the Smoothie King Center. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a number of other events and how we are built to host here in the city of New Orleans. At noon, we'll visit with Jeff Freeman, president and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. We'll talk about the big, beautiful bill and what's in there relative to travel and why that is so important. At 11 o'clock, Michael Heck joins us, president and CEO of G&O Inc. And in the back half of the hour, he brings a special guest, Mike Eckert, board chairman of Gulf South Angels, which is a group that has invested more than $28 million into 70-plus early-stage companies, and we'll talk about the successes that they've had so far as well. At 10:30, you got it, we're going to talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large, the president of the council, about none other than garbage. This issue seems to never go away. It's absolutely incredulous what's going on. We'll get the latest. There are a number of competing lawsuits that are unwinding. The administration is in court trying to defend itself relative to the declaration of an emergency. The Attorney General, Liz Murrell, has stepped in and said that she will get involved, and the emergency is a fabrication, which I think most of the people I talk to say that that's what they believe, that it's been completely and totally fabricated. They just can't figure out what is the reason for this, and why would you issue a contract that's $2 million greater than the previous contract of the provider that's doing it now, IV Waste, and the city's experiencing a $70 million deficit. So we'll talk about that with J.P. Morrell at 10:30. Came across an article the other day, and it was kind of interesting when you think about all this lawfare and lawsuits that are going on, and a lot of NGOs that are actually suing the Trump administration. And when you peel back the first layer of the onion on this issue, what you find is in almost every case, these organizations are receiving money. And it's kind of interesting. So we're financing NGOs to actually sue you, the taxpayers, because it's your money. And it's costing you a whole lot of money. In fact, in Doe v. Trump, the Brazilian worker center, La Colaborativa, filed a lawsuit representing Doe, a foreign pregnant woman, challenging Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. The Department of Labor awarded the Brazilian Worker Center $775,000 during fiscal years 2021 through 2024. These are the Biden years, I would remind you, mostly for construction job training. Then there's Casa v. Trump. We've heard about that, right? That is part of that case went up to the Supreme Court, ruling in favor of the Trump administration relative to another executive order on the same issue as previously stated. Multiple agencies, federal agencies, awarded grants to CASA during fiscal years 2022 to 2024, totaling more than $5.4 million. The Department of Health and Human Services awarded CASA $1 million for increasing access to services for vulnerable communities. The Environmental Protection Agency awarded CASA $100,000 in July of 2024 to improve environmental literacy and to support its Climate Justice Fellowship Program. You can't make this stuff up. The National Council of Nonprofits versus the Office of Management and Budget. The American Public Health Association and SAGE, a nonprofit dedicated to helping LGBTQ elders, sued the Office of Management and Budget back in January, aiming to block a memo directing federal agencies to temporarily pause federal funding for foreign aid, non-governmental organizations, diversity, equity, and inclusion, woke gender ideology, and the Green New Deal. The Department of Health and Human Services awarded the American Public Health Association for fiscal years 2021 to 2024 $22.3 million. HHS also awarded SAGE $1.9 million, with $1.2 million more to come. Federal health agencies, these folks say that federal health agencies should create policies and programs that promote and protect the health of all people in their community. It's amazing the amounts of money that they're getting from your tax dollars. The Amica Center for Immigrant Rights versus Justice Department. They were joined by the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, and they sued the Justice Department for pausing DOJ programs that give illegal aliens information about the laws. DOJ awarded this group more than $2.6 million in fiscal years 2021 through 2024, mostly for legal assistance to immigrant survivors. It's amazing in this country, almost every indigent defender board in the country's woefully underfunded. Woefully. To the point that it's backing up the administration of justice in our criminal court systems across the country. And here we are given money after money after money for the defense of illegal immigrants that come to this country. I mean, this is the stuff that can you connect the dots on this? We're creating a class that's being favorably treated over citizens. And I remind you, over 40 million people in this country live below the federally identified poverty level. On to the National Association of Diversity Officers in Higher Education. Well, they sued the Trump administration, and they were joined by the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United and other groups, aiming to block the president's executive order directing the government to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion and environmental justice programs. The Labor Department awarded $570,000 to the Restaurant Opportunity Centers United for addressing gender-based violence in the workplace and for the occupational training between fiscal years 2021 and 2024. AVAC, the AIDS Vaccine Advocacy Coalition, they sued the State Department to block an order temporarily freezing international AIDS spending. During fiscal years 2021 through 2024, USAID awarded AVAC $16 million. During that same period, USAID awarded $2 million to the Journalism Development Network, while the State Department awarded the network $4.6 million. That adds up, folks, in case you weren't doing the math, almost $25 million of your federal tax dollars going there, and they are now suing you. Pesito versus Trump. Refugees and immigration groups, HIAS, Church World Service, and the Lutheran Community Services Northwest sued the administration for suspending refugee admissions. During fiscal years 2021 through 2024, federal agencies awarded HIAS $350.2 million for refugee and immigrant services. Critics fault HIAS and other immigrant aid groups for housing and transporting illegal aliens across the country. HIAS has said it does not support illegal immigrants. Federal agencies also awarded Church World Service, which is part of this lawsuit as well, $766 million during that same time. Most of the funding came from the State Department, $417 million, and HHS, $319 million, for refugee and immigrant services. Church World Service has claimed it only helps refugees who are legally approved, but critics say, and I guess the data shows, that they are helping illegal aliens as well. Then the Lutheran Community Services Northwest, part of the same group, they received $4.26 million during the same period from the Corporation for National and Community Service and HHS. Then we go to the Global Health Council, along with a number of other nonprofits, such as HIAS, who we just previously mentioned, as well as the American Bar Association, sued the administration to block the foreign aid funding freeze. During fiscal years 2021 through 2024, USAID and the GSA, the General Services Administration, awarded Management Sciences for Health, which is part of this group, $431.5 million to promote health in other countries. Federal agencies awarded the American Bar Association $116.84 million in that time frame, most of it coming from the State Department. $66.2 million in additional dollars. USAID got $28.4 million, put up $28.4 million, and HHS put up $14 million. And many of the grants actually supported the justice systems in foreign countries. Again, our justice system is woefully underfunded. But yet, we are concerned with the justice systems in countries around the world. Of course, the American Bar Association declined to comment. New York Immigration Coalition versus Trump. They filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration on the birthright citizenship order. The Corporation for National and Community Service awarded the New York Immigration Council $240,000 for its work with AmeriCorps. Altogether, these groups received $1.735, if you're driving, pull over, billion dollars. And this figure only represents a mere snapshot of the federal funding for organizations that would sue the Trump administration. So in collectively, all that we talked about, $1.735 billion, and they are suing the U.S. government at the same time while we finance them. And hopefully, in many respects, we audit each and every one of these agencies, and we decide whether or not the funding of the programs that they have delineated aligns with the best interests of this country. It's amazing to me that anyone would be opposed to that. I mean, all of the tentacles of all of these organizations and all of these programs have to align with the best interests of this country. Why would we support countries and programs that don't align with us? Like, they're not our friends. Why are we supporting them? Why are we giving them money? And why are we shortchanging programs in this country to help our own people? And why should we feel guilty about helping our own people first? Why should we apologize to say that we're proud to be an American? It's absolutely incredulous that we're going down this path. We're actually funding and financing organizations that are suing us because they see the handwriting on the wall that this administration is no longer going to allow itself to fund and finance NGOs that do what they want, when they want, how they want in programming, and in a lot of cases, not in the best interests of the country. And it not only happens at the federal level, it's happening at the state level too. Just, what, yesterday we learned of a NGO here in the city of New Orleans that received money from the state of Louisiana. And instead of spending the money as outlined in the grant award, they interpreted the language in the grant award thinking, I don't know how, I mean, that interpretation is a joke, to support their bingo gaming activities. Feel better about paying state income taxes? Feel better about financing state government? We're giving money to organizations to promote their bingo activities? So your tax dollars financing bingo for them to take the profits from bingo for the organization. Interesting. We have got to get a handle, and we've got to be able to set the appropriate priorities as to where we are going to spend tax dollars. And as you go through these lists of what people are receiving and the programs that they are funding and financing around the world and even inside this country, is a joke. It's an absolute joke. We cannot be all things to all people. We cannot afford it. There are not enough assets or resources necessary to do so. And the sooner that we come to that realization and do something about it, the better off we're going to be. It's bad enough we have a mayor trying to pay $2 million plus more on a contract when the city's facing a $70 million deficit and thinks that's a wise thing to do. The leadership in this country, the leadership across this country in the states and local government need to wake up. Because I don't think there's a strong feeling amongst voters to pay more taxes. Is that what you want? Because as we're siphoning out money like this and wasting it on a lot of these programs, and let me just add this caveat. There are a number of legitimate NGOs that are doing absolutely incredible work. So I'm not casting the net over every one of these NGOs. I know and have looked at many of them. I helped fund and finance some when I was an elected official. I did my research, though. I checked them out. I made sure. I looked at their financials before we partnered with anyone to make sure that those dollars were being spent appropriately and they were directed to the program that were going to have a meaningful outcome for our community. It's one thing to talk about it. Talk is cheap, but you got to walk the walk. You got to execute and you got to deliver on that and make sure that the taxpayers are getting what they're funding and financing. And as we go through these examples, what you're going to find out is that that's not happening. It's not happening at all. towards the end of this week, we're going to start, we will talk about the amounts of dollars leaving this country in the form of remittances that we're not the benefit of the spend, and how much that money that is from the illegal community that's actually in this country. That does not work to the benefit of you, me, or others. And when you find out the percentage of the GDP of the countries that get the most of these remittances out of this country, that number is staggering. Staggering. Now, you make up your mind whether or not where you're going to fall on this issue. But there are most people in the mainstream media are not going to share this information with you because they don't really want you to know. They just want you to think about this on the surface level. They don't want you to know about what's happening underneath that's actually impacting your community and the opportunity loss as a result thereof. Because then they would empower you to connect some dots. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, folks, just when you thought we had this garbage contract issue behind us, we now know we have competing lawsuits in civil district court, and now we have competing opinions amongst the city administration, the mayor showing a complete total lack of respect for her CAO, her deputy CAO, and the head of sanitation, who express serious concerns with the ability of Henry Consulting to be able to do the job as a result of communications that they had with Henry Consulting. They were under the impression that they were going to rescind the original order and put in place IV waste, and they end up getting blindsided the next day. Here to talk to us about it, J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large and president of the City Council. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel.
Just when we thought this was over, it's not, and it's actually becoming a lot more complicated than what meets the eye.
That is 100% correct. Obviously, as you know, there are more lawsuits. It was a citizen lawsuit to get a declaratory judgment saying that the entire contract was bogus because of a lot of the things the council uncovered in our own investigations. Then the mayor declared the fake emergency to try and give Mr. Henry a emergency contract, which is kind of the source of the conversation today. And then Mr. Torres filed a lawsuit basically saying the emergency contract was bogus, and that's actually going to be taking place today in court. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on, but for our purposes, what happened at the Monday meeting was by far the most interesting, which is when we pressed the senior levels of the administration as to what had happened in the last week, they unveiled or kind of disclosed the fact that they were all operating under the assumption on July 8th that the mayor was going to rescind the previous termination of the IV waste contract and let it continue while all this other nonsense was going on, because they had already established independently within the administration that they did not think that Mr. Henry and Henry Consulting was capable of doing the work. They left on the 8th. They thought on the 8th everything was resolved. And then they find out on the 9th, beginning with a text message that was sent to Mr. Torrey from the mayor's chief of staff, basically saying that move forward with the contract. He did not know what that meant. And what began at that point was those same people trying to figure out what had changed on the 9th, and they were effectively stonewalled. In the background, the mayor began doing a direct, from what we understand, a direct interaction between the mayor, I guess our chief of staff, and Mr. Henry to negotiate a contract. And where things start to get a little bizarre is that they were essentially using the rationale, Newell, that they did not have to do emergency procurement because they were going to use the emergency to essentially award the contract that's in the suspense of appeal. They were going to take the awarded RFP from 2024 and just say, no procurement, he gets the contract, which that's problem one, because during an emergency contract, there is a procurement required. When Mr. Torres got his emergency contract, they went through a low bid process and he won. That's problem one. They start negotiating this contract behind the scenes with no interaction from any of the deputy CAOs, no interaction from the head of sanitation. And this is where it gets really interesting. In the midst of all this, the citizen lawsuit is moving. And on the 10th, the mayor issues the emergency declaration on the 9th while she's negotiating this contract. So she's negotiating a contract and creates an emergency to justify having the contract. What order, we don't know. But on the 10th, the council immediately moves to terminate that emergency because the emergency is bogus. What's interesting is we find out through a series of emails and disclosures confirmed through various sources, which is not in question, the mayor does not receive the draft of the contract signed by Mr. Henry, a draft meaning not the final contract, he signed a draft, till 10 a.m. on the 10th. Then the next time we see movement is the city attorney's office lifts his signature off a draft, puts it on a final. According to the city attorney, the process was Henry's signature, their signature, then the mayor's, and that contract that is fully executed is sent back to Daniel Davila at 12:30 p.m., which is an hour after we ended the emergency. What makes this all very, very problematic for the mayor and Mr. Charles Rice is they filed a court proceeding, an intervention against the citizen lawsuit that took place with Mr. Torres. They filed a document that said that this contract was executed on the 9th, the day before. And that's really where all this gets very thorny, because they backdated the contract, and we discovered that because there was a whiteout on the contract. They backdated the contract to the 9th to support their legal position against the citizen lawsuit. And as recently as yesterday, Mr. Henry was still citing July 9th as the date, because they were arguing that the contract was completed before the council rescinded the emergency. And as you know, as an attorney, you can't go file doctored documents in court. You can't lie in court. And either Mr. Rice is lying in court, or he needs to disclose that his client lied to him. And there were parties involved, including the mayor who signed the contract, that backdated a public document. One, that's obviously, you know, injuring and filing a falsified public document, but there is a motive to do this, which is to support their narrative. The mayor had signed the contract on the 9th before the council repeal, not after the council had already repealed the emergency. That's everything.
So now this, does this issue get, where does this issue get resolved?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that, and I said this publicly, I'm going to talk to the lawyers for the citizen lawsuit, since the fake disclosure and filing of injured documents happened in their case. I'm going to recommend that those citizens file a bar complaint, because it impacted their position. What was interesting is there was a status conference on the 10th during the council meeting where, according to attorneys for the citizens, Mr. Rice repeatedly argued that their preliminary injunction was moot because the mayor had signed the contract on the 9th. So not only did he represent in writing that this contract was signed on the 9th, which is impossible, he told a judge who relied upon that to not move forward on that preliminary injunction. So I think there's a lot of legal culpability, because, as you know, as an attorney, you cannot file false documents or make misrepresentations to the court. I think the fact that the city attorney's office and the mayor put into the record a contract that they know from massive documentation, the date was wrong, and there's a motive to make it wrong. And I think if you would have saw the hearing on Monday, we knew that things got fishy when we asked the city attorney, Collette White, when we saw the whiteout that was obvious on the contract for the 9th date, when we asked her when she signed it, she looked at it in Newell. I crap you not. She looked at a document with her signature on it that had the 9th on it and said, I don't know when it was signed. And, I mean, that was a huge red flag to every lawyer on the council, because the date is on the contract you signed. If everything's above board, you would say on the record, under oath, it was signed on the 9th, right, Newell?
Yeah.
Instead, she played dumb.
Absolutely.
And that's when all this began to unravel, between that and the haphazard whiteout.
Is she the lawyer who lifted Troy Henry's signature from the draft and superimposed it on the original?
I don't know. Everybody over there, I know who didn't do it. We know that Andrew Gregorian, who was there, who's typically their contract lawyer, was not involved. We know that the city attorney, Denisha Turner, said she was not in the office that day. But no one is forthcoming to own this. No one will say who handled the contract. No one will say who brought it to the mayor to get it signed, because obviously the person that handed the contract to the mayor should know what time they brought it to her. And so there's a lot of people playing dumb over there, but the problem is this data is irrefutable as far as the fact that the contract did not come, the draft signed contract did not enter to the city's possession until 10:02 a.m. on the 10th. So if they did not get the first signature, and according to the city attorney, the timing of signatures was Mr. Henry's signature, the city attorney's for form, you know, that it was done properly by legal form, and finally the mayor's, that process could not have started until 10 o'clock on the 10th, though they repeatedly, publicly, and in documents filed in the court, say that happened on the 9th. Those two things cannot both be correct, and the mountain of evidence we have at this point says it was not signed on the 9th. And that is a significant problem. So, I mean, obviously there could be implications, and that's up to law enforcement. As you know, you cannot file false public documents. You cannot alter public documents. And the whiteout on the contract, here's what's very interesting. When we looked at the whiteout and flipped the page, because as you know, Neil, when you white something out, the bleed on the other page shows you what it originally was.
Mm-hmm.
The date was actually either the 6th or the 8th, which is probably why they whited it out, because the emergency contract would have predated the emergency.
The declaration of the emergency.
Correct.
The executed declaration of the emergency.
Right. So the contract that would have been based on the declaration would have been before the declaration. And I guess somebody with swift thinking decided to white it out and change the date, but it didn't help because the date was still a date that was placed on a document for purposes of deceiving the public and concealing the fact of the actual timing of the contract. And there is a motive for doing so, which is the mayor and her allies were desperate to pretend that this contract predated the council eliminating the emergency.
Well, swift thinking would be a stretch, but it does go a long way as it relates to intent, right? As to what these parties were intending to do here.
Well, and just to add the cherry on the side, they did not get an executed bond on this contract until July 16th.
Right. Because that's not important, right? I mean, we know that because place a lot of importance on that to begin with as it relates to Mr. Henry. Let us take a break real quick, and we'll come back and talk about that issue more when we return. We're visiting with Councilman J.P. Morrell, the president of the New Orleans City Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large, also president of the council. So, J.P., we have this contract now, an emergency contract, no bid, no bond, and a fake emergency. Where does this play out?
Oh, I think if district court could finally get their head out of where it is and just look at the law, this emergency should be thrown out, the contract should be thrown out, and the mayor should do what her staff already recommended, which is still available to her, which is rescind the termination of Ivy Waste and let all the court cases play out. The reality is that this city council is never going to let her in any shape or form give a free contract to her buddy. And let's not bury the lead, Newell. What came out yesterday, came out Monday as well, is she wants to give an emergency contract to Henry Consulting and pay them $2.1 million more dollars than Ivy Waste to do less work. This whole thing smells to high hell, pun intended. And if in the interest of protecting the public, the mayor should just do what her team said, rescind the termination of Ivy Waste, let the court cases play out, and let trash get picked up. We'll have to see if she's willing to do what common sense says, what common sense dictates, but she's never let common sense stop her before.
It's been reported that the city is experiencing a $70 million deficit. Is there trust?
Is there trust in that number?
I mean, I'm hearing that that number actually may be larger.
In the conversations I've had with Councilmember DeRusso, the number we believe is actually larger. And part of what Mr. Montano has done, which I think is reasonable considering the way things are going, is institute a hiring freeze that has negatively impacted the city's Office of Homeland Security. What I would tell you is, if we have a $100 million deficit, why is the mayor trying to give $2.1 million to her buddy for a contract someone else is doing for $2.1 million less? And why are we spending $50,000 for the mayor to fly to Nice?
Yeah. And when do y'all get an explanation as it relates to the expenses of that trip?
Oh, we don't, because according to Judge Medley, in her infinite wisdom, the council not only cannot control travel for anyone in city government, she has blocked us from getting things that you could get through a public record request. So judicial elections matter. I don't know who got to Judge Medley, but her decision is absolutely insane, and it is absolutely what enabled the mayor to fly first class for $50,000 to Nice. And honestly, I predicted it after the ruling. I said, if you thought the mayor's travel was bad before, this horrific ruling by Judge Medley is going to make it worse. And pretty much right after Judge Medley made that ridiculously asinine ruling, the mayor basically told the entire city of New Orleans, hold my beer, you've seen nothing yet.
So that you know, the Public Records Act says otherwise. So basically she's saying that the Public Records Act doesn't apply to the mayor's travel?
Yes, part of the revised travel ban required that the CAO's office just provide us data on spending, on how money's being spent for travel by every department, and Judge Medley told us to mind our GD business and that the mayor's not required to submit anything to the council at all, nor the CAO regarding anything she does regarding travel.
Well, it might be time that we get up in Ms. Medley's business.
Well, Ms. Medley's already facing a suspension from the courts anyway. I don't know what else you could do to her.
Yeah,
at this point.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, J.P. Morrell, as always. Appreciate your time, your insight. Keep up the great work. New Orleans City Council member at large and president of the New Orleans City Council. Try to have a great weekend.
I will try. Thanks, Newell.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.